Because of that, because of really believe in this way of thinking about the dreams, I believe that we have the most powerful, amazing tool that is ever possible. Why? Because I believe if we believe, for example, in the unity of mankind, or if we believe really that we are all the leaves of the same tree of life, and there is no difference between us, when we believe that the women are the first teacher of the humanity, and they should be respected and treated way, way better than they are. So when we really believe in this and other positive and sincerely talk, and we are really looking for a way to achieve them, then our dreams can help us and show us the way. This is what I really believe, and I also experienced some of them in my life.
Beautiful and wonderful as usual. You really know how to hit it out of the park and get a grand slam home run. I really enjoy the wisdom, the power that you, and knowledge that you have and share with us. It always opens my heart and mind to the knowledge that's out there and with us. It just needs to be put into words, and you do an excellent and superb job at that. We really appreciate and thank you for joining us live and sharing this wonderful gift and knowledge that you have inside you, and give your perspective and experiences. It's just amazing.
Thank you. I'm really, really honored to be always a part of this and talk with all the lovely listeners around the world. And I really, really love each and one of you in the world of spirit. I don't see you, but believe you are in my mind and you are in my heart. And thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's a great honor for us and a privilege. So we are looking forward again to hearing from you very soon. And sure. Just be safe out there. Lots of love to you. Have a great week and weekend. And we'll have to say bye for now.
Bye-bye, and have a wonderful, wonderful time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our beloved Salar from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. Just always a great honor and just a blessing. So we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my God, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're coming up next. We're going to have my brother, Shkwait Shachlach, from Gwaishkana, BC. But first, we're going to play his song of the week, which is from the Black Eyed Peas, Where is the Love? And it's a Wanches remix. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get on with our program. Enjoy, everyone. We're back. That was the Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love? And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlakh, who's on the line with us. And for people that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big floods of a few years ago. So he had to endure all that while taking up chemo and just a really rough time, but he survived it all, and he's a really big, huge inspiration for many people, including myself. He's a big hero to me, and we're just honored and privileged to be able to have him come on our program. And welcome, Shkwaisht.
Oh, good to be on again.
Yeah, nice to hear you. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good today. The last few days, the temperature and barometer were going haywire. Humidity count going haywire was making my system all messed up. So, but today's all right.
Oh, that's good. That's great to hear.
Feeling as good as usual.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, so we have a subject today, and it's on dreams. And we'd love to hear from you about your dreams, especially how it affected you in surviving all of that you've gone through.
My dreams are, dreams of regaining my health fully so I can at least be a physically productive person again, not just intellectually. But we, and to help us maintain our dreams from becoming nightmares. You know, we have to think positive. We have to do things as much in the positive as we can. You know.
Mm.
And the positivity helps.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, if you go around, you know, and wave or smile at people or say hello, maybe hold the door open for somebody that, you know, won't chew your head off for opening the door for them,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the way we've become, most people's dreams these days, I think, are more nightmares.
Mm,
you
yes.
know, because the way society, the government, and our dependency on these gadgets, the social media apps, you know,
yeah,
are really a negative effect on us.
Mm, yes.
Because you know you're not reinforcing each other's positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Each other's positivity by saying hello.
Mm.
You know, when you're only a block away from each other on your little device.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's better to take that one block walk, get a little bit of maybe smoggy air, but at least it's air.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, air yourself out, walk down that block, knock on the door, say hello, or, you know, meet each other somewhere for a quick bit and reinforce each other positively.
Yeah.
That'll reflect on how you want your dreams to be more ambitious, more positive.
Mm.
Your aspirations become more positive, the more positive influence you can garner.
Beautiful.
That's what I think about dreams.
That's so wonderful and rich. It goes along with what I've been thinking more about, you know, the positive aspects. And I like how you brought that up about nightmares also, because we can get too carried away with our dreams and we can become delusional. And that's not what we want. We don't want to make these idealistic abstract thoughts to become a negative effect on us also, because then it blinds us to reality. So I really appreciate your words of wisdom and just the way that you're able to articulate and bring this knowledge to us and give us some foresight into, you know, what makes you tick and what gave you the ability to survive all those afflictions that you've gone through. And it's just a blessing and an honor to always have you come on, share your beautiful music, inspirational music. Had me dancing around the house today, and just a real joy and a treat to get that positive energy from yourself and like-minded people on our program. So lots of love to you. We really appreciate everything that you bring to our program, and it's really appreciated.
Yeah, well, I'm thankful that I'm at least able to share a bit and hope it's not negative.
Mm.
You know, I hope I'm not giving out misnomers, leading everybody astray, so I keep hoping and that everything I spew out of my head is positive.
Mm.
Yeah, so I thank you guys for listening to me and having me on. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers. And I send it all back to you guys there at the station and the listeners all abroad. I send it all back to you 1,000-fold.
Mm. beautiful and wonderful. Yeah, so we're going to have to say bye for now, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay, bye for now.
Okay, bye for now. Lots of love to you.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shachlach, and I did have our president of Minicad Association on the line too. And I hung up on her, but I'm just going to call her right back, and then we'll
Hello.
Get a few words from her, too. Oh, welcome, Celia, President of Minicad Park Association. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I just wanted to get some insight from you also on dreams.
Yes. Well, dreams are... I love what people have been saying, other guests have been saying about it. It's mysterious, right? And I think it can represent many different things, and that's what Salar was referring to too. I think it's it's that thin veil between our regular earthly kind of experience, and then there's this mystery. And like you, I've had people who have come to visit me who have passed away. One in particular that I've never met, a person who I've never met before, but who has come and visited, and they're powerful.
Yes,
right. I'm stumbling on my words here, but I think it's access to a deeper level of intelligence and information and knowing that can come in, and then sometimes it's a discharge of our emotional sort of makeup. So like I've had fear-based dreams, and I wake up and I actually kind of initially don't feel good, but I feel better afterwards. I think there's a discharge aspect.
Well, I like what you were bringing out on you know, being visited from other people and people you don't even know. And it goes to my thoughts of the abstract thinking, and this goes back to when we were in caves.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it's known through history that, we started right from the bottom, the lowest of lows. And, one of our ancestors had a dream and, produced the wheel.
Yes, imagination and dream. And I think you were saying that also, Salar, like that connection between imagination and innovation and dreams and all of it working together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just an incredible thin tool that we have in our toolbox, because we all dream. We all dream. It's proven.
And if we don't get enough sleep and we don't get to a place where we do dream, it can have really powerful mental health effects on us.
Yeah. And
so it's also a big part of our health too.
It is because when we're in that dreamland, dream state, it's repairing our brains. It's putting us back together. Without sleep, it can drive us insane.
Exactly. It's so important for our overall health, and people can brag about only needing 4 hours sleep and stuff. And that's, it's just like our body needs what it needs.
Mm-hmm. And we're all different.
So,
some people
that's
need
true
like
too.
20 hours.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. Okay. But no, I yes, exactly. That's a very important point that you're raising, is that there is that individual rhythm of each of our bodies and spirits and what we need. So,
well, we really appreciate your time and your effort to, come on our program and share some of your insights and wisdom and your experiences. All these things, they help us together grow. And that's what we are about on this radio station. We're about growth, human development, positivity, human rights, empowerment for each one of us, for ourselves and all the ones around us. So we really appreciate you coming on and spending your time helping us to achieve those goals. It's just so incredible and important. So lots of thanks to you.
You're welcome. And thanks to everybody at the radio station and our listeners, sweet dreams, everyone. Sweet dreams tonight, and then for the rest of the year.
Beautiful. Well, we thank you, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon. Lots of love to you and your family and everybody around you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
You're
Have
welcome.
A good afternoon, everyone.
Yeah, bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the president of Minnetonka Park Association, and we'll be right back.
Hello? Is anyone there? I can't get in. Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in the rush.
Ugh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability, and 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure and every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhansen.com. That's rickhansen.com.
All right, we're back and we're going to carry on with our program. We're going to get to our next co-host, which is Lady Faima, and we're going to play a song for her from the Harp Twins and Wolfgang Twins. It's a collaboration between Germany and Scandinavia, and their rendition of Paint It Black by Rolling Stones. Listen and enjoy, everyone. Twins and Wolfgang Twins out of Germany and Scandinavia, and it's a rendition of Paint It Black by Rolling Stones. So we're gonna let it play in the back, but we're gonna get to our guest, Lady Faima. How are you doing, Lady Faima?
Hello, Chief. I'm doing fantastic. My love and regards and greeting to each one of you at the station, Simon Fraser University, the student, and all the respected listeners across the country and outside of the country. I'm doing really great. Thank you.
Beautiful. We have our subject today, and it's on dreams, and we'd love to hear from you on that.
Absolutely. It's such a beautiful, significant word, very powerful, very sweet and very welcoming word. As soon as we hear about the dream, just automatically, you know, all the, you know, our brain is changing to become really calm and joyful and hopeful. In our life, we have to have the purpose first. When you have a purpose in life, then the dream is coming the next. Mm. And we have to get to our own version within our own soul. Mm-hmm. When physically and the soul, they combine and walk together side by side, negotiate all the time for the better decision, brighter action, then the dream is just like a sunshine. It's shining at us. Mm. And your dreams, write it as one word and put it at the fridge, at your door, wherever, you know, you have a whole daily life that you have a contact with the object around you. Just this is the reminder. Mm-hmm. And basically every day, a little action toward your dream is like a drop of the rain. Mm-hmm. By the end of the year, then you get the lake, or some of us, we get the ocean. And then you can swim in the ocean of your dreams. Wow. Get ready.
Wow. That's beautiful. Very great analogy. I love it.
Thank you. And I give you the example, Omid Jalili, O-M-I-D, D-J-A-L-I-L-I. He's a British actor and comedian, stand-up comedy. Dream, he studied, he became a professor. He started to teach at the university. And all his life, he knew he has to be, he's funny, and he would love to have fun with himself and with the arts, with community. And he started very small, and look at it, today is so giant.
Yes.
And because he had a dream, around it, he got it. Mm. So these are the great examples that we can look and encouraging us to and go forward together as one nation.
Beautiful.
To the peace. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for the wonderful words and wisdom. It's always so powerful and uplifting. We look forward to hearing from you again next week. And
thank you.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to say bye for now. And
yes.
Just appreciate you and all the wonderful words you gave us. So
thank you, guys.
Yeah, lots of love to you, and bye for now.
Yes, lots of love to each one of you. Bye for now. Thank you kindly.
All right, bye-bye. All right, bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Fahima, and we're going to end off the program with some Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis going up the country. Thank you all for joining us here at CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby and here on Free Voices. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Bye for now. Enjoy.
I'm going up the country, bet don't you want to go. I'm going up the country, bet don't you want to go. Take you to some place I've never been before. I'm going where the water